Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Tommy Tucker here, and again, the temperature's coming up above. I just got to laugh at Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL, Saint Sideline reporter, digital content producer, all that stuff. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. Staying warm. It seems like it's over freezing for once this week.
It's 35 degrees, and it's just interesting how everything is so relative, because if 3 weeks ago I told you it was going to be 35 degrees, it would be, holy moly, the sky's fallen. And now I say it's 35 degrees, and we're saying, thank God, right? It's strange. It just is about life. And I know you're a northerner, and did you enjoy the snowfall that we had?
Well, I mean, I was a northerner. I've been a southerner
I didn't mean it in a pejorative way. I just meant it factually, that's all.
Well, it looks familiar. Let's put it that way. Like, that's what I've been telling people. It's like, okay, well, we've had snow since I've been living down south, but this is a legitimate snowstorm. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of times we'll say, oh, we're going to get snow. I'll kind of scoff. Now. Yeah, we're going to do a quarter inch of frozen rain. We're going to call it a day. Like, this would have been a snowstorm for me as a kid, or a snow day for me as a kid. like, they would not have put me on a school bus with the 8 inches of snow falling, so. You know, it's definitely something that, you know, we don't experience a lot, let's put it that way.
And let's talk about this, because the NFL, believe it or not, has been going on. The coach carousel has continued to turn. The Super Bowl continues to approach 2 weeks from Sunday. And, of course, you got the AFC-NFC championship games. Tell me what's been going on in the world of NFL coaching.
Yeah, so the Saints, you know, so teams were not eligible to interview coaches who were under contract until January 20th after the divisional round. So the Saints were actually planning to get their head coaching interviews, their in-person interviews, started this week. Now, obviously, that did not work out. I got a dog playing with a toy. So they had originally scheduled Anthony Weaver, the Dolphins defense coordinator, Mike Kafka, the Giants offensive coordinator, to interview early this week. Aaron Glenn was supposed to come down and interview on Wednesday, and then they were going to continue to kind of go throughout that process through the week with some of their other options. Mike McCarthy is a guy that they're looking to interview. They have not scheduled one yet, as far as I'm aware. But then the snow hit, and all that kind of got pushed back. Sounds like they're going to get an interview done with Anthony Weaver today. We'll see how that kind of works with some of the rest of these guys. And Aaron Glenn ended up taking the head coaching job with the Jets. He interviewed there on Tuesday. Was originally supposed to come down and interview with the Saints. I don't know whether that would have changed anything. Probably would have been more of a, hey, you know, kind of just, this is an interview that we're going to do. But that's kind of where you are. So it has kind of put the Saints behind the eight ball in terms of from a timing perspective, because all these other teams have been able to get these interviews done. I don't think they're going to race to get anyone hired just because it snowed. But it definitely has been kind of a complicating scenario to all this.
When it comes to Aaron Glenn, you know, it's like I make the analogy to buying a car. Sometimes you see a car and you go shopping and you fall in love with it and you think that's the one for you, and for whatever reason, or even a house, and a deal doesn't work out and you realize that's not for one, that was not the one for you at all. Some people fell in love with Aaron Glenn and think, I don't mean that in a nasty way, but think that, you know, he was the guy and now the Saints lost their big opportunity. Address that, if you will, please.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure the Saints would have loved to get a much longer look at Aaron Glenn in this process. I don't think it was, hey, it's Aaron Glenn or nothing. And, you know, what it looks like for the Jets is that it was kind of Aaron Glenn or nothing. You know, what the Jets had to offer that the Saints didn't is they fired their GM as well. And so they're able to say, hey, you know, it looks like Lance Newmark, who was with Aaron Glenn over with the Lions for a while, you know, he was on the table if maybe Ben Johnson went to the Raiders, who also, you know, were looking to hire a GM. Ben Johnson went to the Bears. And so now Lance Newmark is kind of available for the Jets if they choose to go that way. And I think that was a factor for Aaron. I think that what the Saints lost was kind of the opportunity to compete for him in that situation. But, you know, it's not like he went to the Jaguars. He went to a team he has no connection with. He went to a team he was drafted by in 1994 in the first round, played there for 8 years, made all pro team. So there's definitely a connection there. But it's not as if the Saints had decided, hey, we're going to hire Aaron Glenn and then he's gone. The Saints were going to interview Aaron Glenn. They were going to go through all of these interviews as well, and they were going to still make that decision. So it really just, you know, what I think benefits the Saints in this situation is clarity, because the worst case scenario would have been, hey, he's already made that decision. I'm probably going to go to the Jets. Maybe I'll take this interview just to see what happens. Maybe try to boost my own stock in a bidding war. And then he ends up going there anyway, and you've spent a week that you didn't have to kind of going, kicking the tires on this. So what it does provide is the Saints can now focus on the rest of these guys on this list and see how it goes. And I think there's a few really intriguing names. I mean, Mike McCarthy's still out there. Joe Brady's still out there. Darren Rizzi's still a very viable candidate. Alvin Kamara came out this week and kind of threw his weight behind Rizzi. It's something he's done already, but doing it this week is notable considering the Saints are actually starting to do these in-person interviews, and this is where the rubber really meets the road in that regard. So, you know, they're not out in the cold, so to speak. Like, they've got a lot of their top options on the table, but he was a popular name. He was one of the top options in this coaching search, and, you know, it's definitely not a positive that he went to the Jets without giving them an opportunity to kind of counter, but that's where you are right now.
Didn't I see you tweet that Sean Payton wasn't the Saints' first head choice either, right, for be head coach?
Well, you know, that's the story Sean Payton would tell. It was more so that the Saints weren't Sean Payton's first choice, more so than okay. I can't speak for the Saints in that regard. But when Sean Payton was hired, he was also in contention for the Packers' job that year. That was 2006, obviously. He was hoping to get hired by the Packers.
True.
He kind of went down that road.
Didn't I read that in his book now that you mention it? Yeah, okay.
He probably did have that in his book. He's told that story several times. They ended up hiring Mike McCarthy, which is kind of an interesting bookend to this scenario right now, considering the Saints could end up with Mike McCarthy. That obviously worked out for both sides. You know, the Saints, obviously had that run of success with Sean Payton. The Packers had a long run of success with Mike McCarthy. Both teams won a Super Bowl, and now both teams are here. But, hey, it is what it is. It's not about getting the most popular name, getting the guy that everyone's high on. It's about hiring the right coach at the right time, and we'll see if they can do that.
Mike McCarthy, as soon as I heard that name, and haven't talked to Bobby Hebert during the Sugar Bowl about the Saints coaches search and all that stuff, man, it just seems to me like he'd be a good fit, just given the experience, salary cap, managing an NFL team, et cetera. Thoughts on that? Or are you allowed to have thoughts?
I'm allowed to have thoughts.
Okay.
You know, he's a known commodity, I think would be how I'd phrase it, in the sense of, you know what it's going to look like with him as a head coach, and there's value in that. You know he's had success with multiple organizations. There's value in that. Well, what I'll say is, hey, both of those teams he went to had a pretty strong plan for their quarterback in place. He didn't have to find and develop anyone with Green Bay. He had Aaron Rodgers backing up Brett Favre, and then they went to Aaron Rodgers, and we know how that went. When he went to Dallas, they had Dak Prescott. They had their guy. He's going to show up. If he shows up in New Orleans, okay, do you stick with Derek Carr? Do you go with a rookie? If you do, then that is something we have not seen Mike McCarthy do, is go find a new guy and build something with a new guy. So that's my one question for Mike, is how he wants to handle the quarterback situation. I would expect if you brought in Mike McCarthy, you would stick with Derek Carr. It's tough to say right now. He's definitely the big fish in this equation, right? Like, there's no one else out there that you're looking at and saying, hey, he's the guy that you would expect to hire and come in and win right away. And I think that's the difference, is if you hire Mike McCarthy, it's a play that says, hey, we think we can win right now, and we expect to win right now. If you think, hey, well, we're going to bring in Joe Brady, we're going to stick with Darren Rizzi, we're going to bring in maybe Mike Kafka, Anthony Weaver, Kellen Moore, I think it's more of a long-term play. And, I think the team just has to be honest with themselves about where they're at right now.
But when you talk about a guy like Joe Brady, and I was having a conversation with this with about this with somebody earlier. Derek Carr is a little bit old and along in his career to be helped by a quarterback whisperer, right? If Joe Brady's supposed to be a quarterback whisperer.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's more just a question of, are you viewing Derek Carr as the bridge to someone else, or are you viewing Derek Carr as your long-term starter? I think it would more likely be a bridge scenario where you're kind of tied to him financially anyway, or you could choose to take a pretty big cap hit this year and just kind of allow a coach to figure it out on the fly and, you know, accept the fact that maybe you're going to have a lean year or two, you know, and to this point, that's something the Saints have just not been willing to accept in terms of, hey, you know, we're probably not going to be competitive this year. Every move they've made over the last several years has been, you know, trying to stem that tide of falling to the bottom. And unfortunately, over the last few years, you've kind of fallen to the bottom anyway, you know. And, you know, would you be better off having won two games and getting the number one overall pick this year? Probably. But that's just not something that front office has been willing to do. And, you know, I think that's kind of the decision you have to make when you're going to a young guy who, you know, you'd probably have to build from the ground up with.
Not a particularly strong,
a lot of that.
Not a particularly strong quarterback class this year, as I understand it. Derek Carr, I do not mean this in a mean way at all. I just mean it in a factual way. We've seen what Derek Carr can do at his best. That's accurate?
Yes and no. I mean, we haven't, I think Derek played fine this year. I think he played well. Any objective metric you look at that measures quarterback play will tell you that Derek was a top 15, maybe top 10 quarterback this year.
That's all I'm saying. That's what I mean.
Yeah, he just hasn't been healthy, right? If you look at back at last year and you started 2-0, you were, you know, a quarter away from being 3-0, but Derek Carr was watching the end of that Packers game in a hospital room, and then he was never the same, really, it seemed, for the next 10 weeks or so. And you kind of saw that this year. You know, you were 5-5 with him on the field. You were 0-7 with him off the field. So I think that alone kind of tells you how much he actually elevates that offense. But no, I mean, he's not going to be a guy that you expect to improve drastically from where he is right now. You know, the question you're going to have to answer with Derek is, are you going to stick him in a third offense in 3 years? Are you going to, you know, bring in a new offensive coordinator and start from scratch? You know, I think the continuity at that position is kind of, you know, if you bring back Clint Kubiak and you feel like this offense has something to offer, and whatever you do from there, you know, you can maybe gauge that way. I just think if you're going to reset, it's tough to see the team resetting with Derek Carr and that being the most sensible decision when it's probably going to be ugly either way. So these are all just decisions the team has to make. It's all decisions that are going to kind of come about through this coaching search and through these interviews. And we'll have to see how it goes.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Quick tale of the tape. Sean Payton, overall record, 170-105. Mike McCarthy, 174-112-2. NFC Championship games, Sean Payton, 3. Mike McCarthy, 4. Super Bowl championship, Sean Payton, 1. Mike McCarthy, 1. NFL season, Sean Payton, 17. Mike McCarthy, 18. So pretty similar there. We'll take a break, come back, find out what Dave Cohen's got for us. Coming up, he's in for Newell as our coverage continues, and hopefully we warm up and thaw out in the New Orleans area. Tommy Tucker, WWL.